Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Robbie Rao, and this is the Jesus Golf Guy Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the make everything mindset. Once I established this in my game, it changed everything for the better. I know you're going to enjoy this one. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm just so excited to share with you the make everything mindset. And this is such a game changer. I don't care what level of your game you're at. If you're a 90 shooter, 100 shooter, or you're a college player, a high school kid that shoots in the 70s, it doesn't matter. Like this mindset, anybody can listen to this and pick something up and learn from it. This mindset can take you to the next level. I just know it can. And I've seen it done. I've seen it done on all levels. So I am so excited to share this with you. So to give you a little context here, it was the spring of 2016. I just finished up playing my college career at Millersville. And my one buddy found out that I was starting to teach. And he was like, hey, man, I'd love to work with you. Can we just work on my swing and get me in the right mindset to practice and things like that? Like, you just help me with what I should practice. And so basically, he was a senior at Delaware, or going into his senior year, he was going to be the team captain of the University of Delaware. And so he comes in, it takes like two sessions to get his swing tight. Quite frankly, he had a really good move, and he still does. So it didn't really take long to fix that. It was more so just tightening things up. But then he asked me, he said, Rob, what do you want me to work on between now and like the season coming up? And he's like, essentially, like, what do you want me to work on all summer? And so I looked at him and I said, I want you to try to make everything inside of 135 yards. I want you to try to make everything inside of 135 yards. And he looked at me. He's like, dude, what? I said, yeah. I said, listen, I want you getting so detailed focused on what you want your golf ball to do that you literally are like so locked in. I want to know the trajectory. I don't know how the ball is going to land on the green, where it's going to land, what distance, how many times it's going to bounce or how it's going to spin back. I want to know what side of the hole the ball is going to go on. I also want to know the speed at which it's going to enter the hole. I said, I got to know all those details, dude. And he's like, whoa. He's like, really? I said, really, really? I said, dude, listen. So if you get so detailed focused on what you want your ball to do, you're moving further and further away from those negative thoughts about what you don't want your ball to do. I know it's so simple, but the way I've been teaching it now, I'm just like a simple guy. I'm a simple teacher. And basically it's like, I can just see it. Like I draw like a line on like my whiteboard at my teaching studio. And it's like, I draw like two arrows on the sides on both ends of the line. And let's say that the middle is zero. So it's like neutral. And this line is like a thinking spectrum. Okay. Anything left of that zero is negative, and anything right of it is positive. So like the more negative you get with your thinking, the further left on the line that you're going, right? But like the more detailed focus on what you want your golf ball to do, you move further and further right on that line. So the further right you are on that line, the more detailed focus about what you want your golf ball to do, that like the more you get detailed, you're moving further and further and further and further away from the negative number. So like, you know, if you're just saying, hey, I'm going at flags, okay, that might be like a three on that spectrum, right? But if you get super detailed focus on like, all right, well, I'm going to land the ball at 120 yards. It's firm. The trajectory is going to be like mid-flight. It's going to bounce a couple yards, and it's going to trickle out and enter the right side of the hole at like a medium speed, because the pin's at like 126, we'll say, right? So like that thinking is more about like maybe 20 on that spectrum. So you, if you're positive 20 there, you're 21 points away essentially from being negative. So the whole idea is you move further and further away from that negative side of the line. You're just more and more positive, more and more thinking exactly what you want your golf ball to do. The key is you got to decide this is what the ball is going to do. Not, well, I want it to do this. Well, it's like, okay, well, that may be like a positive five or six. But like if you start just committing and saying, well, the ball is going to do this, I'm going to commit and go. From that place, now you're going to be more on that like plus 20 or plus 30 spectrum. Does that make sense? So the whole idea here is like, we got to just start applying this focus to all parts of the game inside of 135 yards. So basically, going back to the story, so Mark is like, all right, dude, whatever, that sounds good. So I end up leaving for Pebble Beach. I go out to there, and I'm working under Jeff Ritter, having a good time. And I start getting texts from Mark, and he's like, dude, I'm chipping in like all the time. This is crazy. I was like, all right, that's cool. Keep going. And then I get a text like 2 weeks later, and he's like, dude, I'm like pitching in from 20, 30 yards and holding out bunker shots like crazy. I said, dude, keep going. That's great. And so it's like a 2 or 3 weeks later, I get a text, and he's like, dude, I'm like holding out pitch shots from like 50, 60 yards. I said, sweet. I said, keep it going. And he's now starting to do it more on the golf course. And again, every single shot, he didn't take a shot off. Every single shot, he's focused on how that ball's going in. Now, let's take a quick pause here. Now, like if you got a situation where you have a bad lie, or let's say it's like a pin that's tucked left, the wind's going right to left, and there's water all around that pin to the left. Well, obviously, it would be silly to go after that pin just flying it in the hole. So let's say we aim 15 feet right of it. We land the ball about like just short of pin high, and it hits a ball mark, quote unquote, kicks left and trickles out and goes in the right center of the hole. I remember I said that to him, and he kind of laughed, and I said, dude, tell me you haven't seen weird bounces on the golf course. He's like, yeah. I said, well, like, I know that sounds silly, but again, you're still detailed focused on what you want or intend your golf ball to do. Right? I don't care if it's silly in that situation. I'd rather have that than like, oh God, let's hit the way fat part of the green. Let's hit it 50 feet away. Or let's like, oh God, I hope I don't hit the water. I hope I don't draw up 3 yards and hit the water. It's like, no, like I'd rather you get so detailed focused on what you want your golf ball to do and then execute it. I want that commitment level, not like, oh God, I hope I don't do this. It's like, no, just commit and go. I'd rather you hit in the water in full commit versus like hitting in a doubt. All right. I just had a conversation with one of my junior girls today and was like, you know, would you rather shoot like a 78 in fear and in doubt or shoot a 78 like positive and in commit mode? And she was like, well, I like playing in fear and doubt is like one of the worst things in the world. It's like literally just horrible. So, and she was like, yeah, I'd rather be positive and know exactly what, or like be committed to what my ball's going to do. Anyways, so that's just a little bit of a rant, but I remember he texted me this. He's like, dude, I'm like holding up these 50, 65 yarders or whatever. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. Keep going. So like I said, he's starting to do this more on the golf course. And so I remember like I get a call. Yeah. It was like a couple weeks later. He's like, dude, he's like, I got to tell you, this is so crazy. He's like, I just went to the US amateur qualifier. I think he just missed it by a couple shots that year, like going to the USAM. But he was like, dude, I hold out from 85 and 130 yards in the same round. He said, in the same round. He said, but I wasn't even shocked they went in. And I was like, oh, that's good, man. That was sweet. He goes, Rob, like I cheered on the second one. I thought that was sweet. But like, dude, I wasn't shocked. He's like, I've been seeing them go in all summer long. That like, it was almost like I expected it. I was like, all right, cool. I was like, that's really sweet. That was just good feedback for me because I haven't really had anybody fully commit to this process yet. And quite frankly, I didn't either. I just kind of like told him, it just came to me. I was like, just do this. And so he's like, all right. So he's just building confidence. He's getting better and better, having a really good summer. And his goal was to win the first tournament of the year at Colgate. And he was like, he went to that tournament. I remember he's like, he was on the 16th hole. He chipped in and won by two of the event. So he chips in on the last round, the 16th hole to win by two. And I remember he called me. He was so excited. So cool. Cause that was his big goal. He wanted to win the first tournament of the year. And he proceeds to every single tournament at some round, some point in the tournament, his entire senior year, fall and spring, he holed out from somewhere. His scoring average went from 76 to 73 in like 3 months. His coach calls me and is like, dude, he's like, what did you do with Mark? He's like, I've never seen a kid improve this much this quick. He's like, what did you do? I said, dude, honestly, I didn't really do anything. I gave him like two lessons on a swing. And quite frankly, that was pretty easy for him to like lock that in. I said, so that I wouldn't even take credit for that. I was like, dude, all I did was I just told him like, I just want you to make everything inside of 135 yards. And I want you to get so detailed focused on how the ball's going in. And the coach is like, huh? He's like, well, that makes a lot of sense. He's like, you know, every part of his game was getting better. He's like putting, chipping, pitching, bunker play, wedges, everything. He's like, dude, everything. Like, proximity to the pin was way closer. He's like, his chips, his pitches, and all of his putts were like getting to the hole. He always had a chance to make everything. He's like, dude, everything just tightened up. I said, yeah, it's all his focus. We talked on the phone for like an hour, hour and a half. I can remember it. It was just outside of my stepdad's warehouse. We were like, I was just talking on the phone with this coach, and we were just having fun talking about it. And he was like, man, this is crazy. So what's so cool is it's like, and this guy is still a really good player. Like, he still shoots crazy low scores. And I believe really this mindset is what kind of gave him that edge to start going super duper low. And when I started applying it to my game, like, I haven't been able to practice a whole lot in the last 6 years, but like, my proximity on wedges is just super tight. And like, by chipping and pitching and putting, like, everything is gotten a lot better. Same thing with Mark, what happened with him. Like, the whole idea is it's like, all right, well, I got the 50-foot sliding putt down the hill super fast. Like, I hear people say all the time, like, all right, I just want to get it close. I'm like, all right, well, if you have two people, same ability, one just wants to get it close, the second one is really focused on how the ball's going in, which one do you think is going to be better? And it doesn't count when you, like, I'm trying to make it and hit it 25 feet by. Sorry, newsflash, that ball's not going in anyways. So the whole idea, even if it hits the whole idea is it's like, if you focus on how the ball's going in, well, if I have a 50-foot downhill sliding putt, like, I want it to, like, trickle in. I want it to, like, hang on the front edge of the hole, hang there for like 2 or 3 seconds, Nike logo, drops in, Tiger Woods fist pumps. That's what I'm saying. I want that type of speed. Does that make sense? So the whole idea here is, guys, you got to get so narrow focused on what you want your golf ball to do. You know, for example, I'm just going to read you. I just told this to a kid that I teach, a high school kid. He's going to be a senior. He just sent me a text. He just came in second at a tournament today. Like, 2 days ago, I gave him a lesson, and we just really tightened up his swing a little bit. But I talked to him all about, like, you got to make everything. And I just, the same spiel I'm giving you here. This is the text I got today. He said, Rob, that mindset worked like crazy. He's like, basically, he hit the pin 2 times out of 100 yards. He said he also had like a, or he almost had a walk-off eagle, like almost hole in the last hole for eagle. He's like, dude, this is such a game changer. That's pretty much what I'm getting from him. And he goes out, shoots like 1 or 2 under. What, I forget what he shot. I think he shot 1 under. Anyways, he shoots that and loses in a playoff, but had like a really good experience with focusing on making everything. And I just talked to him about it like 2 days ago. So it's like, just apply it to your game right away and just lock into it. I just want you practicing, like, seeing the ball do what you want it to do. And so, like, I don't want you, like, not only seeing it, but I want you saying, this is what the ball is going to do. Not like, you know, I just want to hit it close. I just want to hit it. No. What is the ball going to do? Right? That's the focus that we need. If you start applying this focus to your game, you're going to get better quick. So the idea is, you gotta make everything, but it's how it goes in that counts. How, that's where the details are. Not just, I'm trying to make it, you fly it, you try to fly it in the hole or whatever, it bounces off the green, or like, you have a 50-foot putt or 20-foot putt, you're just trying to make it and you hit it 10 feet by. It's like, no, it doesn't count. Like, how is the ball going in? What side of the hole? What blade of grass is it going to roll over? What speed is it going to enter the hole? That's the focus we need. All right. So make everything. And let's say you're like a 100 shooter, right? Well, maybe make everything inside of 25 yards to start. If you're like in the 80s, maybe, like, depending on if your wedges are any good, like you're pitching, like, all right, anything 50 yards and in, right? Like, let's say you hit pitching wedge 100 yards. Well, maybe everything inside of 85 yards you just try to make. You know, if you're a good high school or college player, and you hit pitching wedge at, say, like 125, 135, 140, then let's, everything inside of 125 to 140 or whatever, everything inside of that, let's try to make it, right? Now, obviously, there's situations where, like, the lie is terrible, you know, the greens, whatever. You're in a terrible situation. You got no angle. Obviously, at this point, just try to hit the middle of the green and then move on. But most of the times, you're not going to have that situation. So it's all about how the ball's going to go in, okay? And so, like, if it's a tucked right pin, no, I wouldn't try to fly it in the right side of the hole. Like, I would be thinking more like, well, I want this ball to land 7 feet left of the hole or 7 yards or whatever. And when it hits, it's going to bounce right and trickle in and go to the left side of the hole, right? Like, it just depends. You got to know your game, know how to apply it. But, like, you know, kind of know your strengths, know your weaknesses. But this narrow-minded focus of what the ball is going to do, I'm telling you, it is so, solid. All right, guys. I really hope this is a blessing for you. I know if you apply this to your game, it's going to get you so much better. All right. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Jesus Golf Guy Podcast.